In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. So the Gloria is traditionally intoned with bells at the Maundy-Thursday liturgy, and then bells are silent throughout Christendom, in theory, that's the way it's supposed to be anyway, until Easter, until the Gloria is intoned again at the Easter Vigil on Saturday evening. And the cessation of the bells at the Gloria at the beginning of this service signals our noetic entrance into the Lord's suffering. It was after the Last Supper that Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives and dove headlong into his passion. He's betrayed with a friend's kiss. He's arrested and beaten and mocked and scourged and crucified. But there's a little brief interval between the Lord's Supper and the beginning of his passion. And we are, even right now, spiritually, sitting in that interval. The gospel this evening begins with the description of what took place in that brief space. When Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having now put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, riseth from supper, laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself, and he pours water into a basin, and he begins to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Sunday morning, we will see the disciples' dawning realization of the manner in which the Lord intended to give himself into their custody as they seek his body in the tomb and don't find it. And as he tells Mary Magdalene after his resurrection, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father." Don't hold on to me. You might say that tonight is the commemoration of our custody of his body, the way that he ordained to abide with his disciples, with those who believe in him, even unto the end of the world, as he said in Matthew. His presence with us to this day, and even unto the end of the world, has two primary modes that are related to one another. The first is the mandatum novum, from which we get the word Maundy and Maundy Thursday, the new commandment that we should love one another, even as he has loved us. The Lord demonstrates what he means with the symbolic act in the gospel this evening, washing the disciples' feet. Love means at least benevolence and service, willing and seeking the good of the one that you love. We are to love one another in that way, and when we do, the Lord has promised to be with us. And the second mode of the Lord's abiding presence with us is the blessed sacrament of the altar. It was, after all, at the Last Supper, when he instituted it, that Jesus commanded us to become a fellowship of love in his name, a fellowship of love that is to do this in remembrance of him. The moral of this, there are many morals, I suppose, but the one that I have drawn in this season of meditation on these mysteries, the moral is that this is what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. This is a remedial lesson, by the way. We have a tendency to think that what makes me a Christian is that I have a certain pattern of thoughts in my head, that I believe these things, the creed or whatever, or that I believe that God is real and that he loves me and that Jesus is wonderful or something like that. But that's not, in fact, what Jesus said. And that also, that way of thinking puts the onus on us, where it most certainly does not belong. None of this is about us. It's about him. He gathers his disciples, and he does so at his supper. Our job is to make ourselves hungry so that he can feed us, to make ourselves empty so that he can fill us, and preeminently to make ourselves empty of self-will, which is the lesson of the Lord's Prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done to me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.